TH, I think. Well, I'm looking at this Hitchcock movie. What is it? About Mr. Kaplan. North by Northwest. Any case, whichever it is, doesn't matter. But we got the America depicted there in picture. Cary Grant, you know, a perfect America. I guess this pretty well can represent the golden years of the glorious United States of America. And I would say they deserved it then, because they did a lot of cool things. No, they made movies too, which were some of them pretty good. Although I think Europeans were better, and Mr. Hitchcock is from the UK. But anyway, we could use this, you know, little cuts here and there from that film, just to give examples of that America, which today's Americans seem to still pretend is there. But is it? In fact, it isn't. But in their minds, they need to cling desperately to that picture of their, you know, we love America. America is great, and, you know, greatest country on earth. They just say that over and over again. I don't hear any people in any other countries who say that again and who shout it in, you know, when these president candidates are having their fired up pep talks on stage with all the American flags behind. Everything is just... And it's the same every time. It's just running us on a carousel, you know. It's the same over and over again. And everybody, I think everybody knows deep inside that this is fake, you know. We're just upholding an image here. Playing that game, that ride again, and maybe we are kidding ourselves and believing it, which you can when you live there, if you have money and don't look too much in the wrong directions or go to the wrong parts of town. But you know, it's coming creeping up there. From under the sewage system, you know, up through these holes in the ground and all the dirt and the all of that, and the drugs and the crime and the poverty and the homelessness and the, you know, and then that invisible, but not anymore, debt. That some are saying doesn't matter. You can just make new money, and then borrow them from that central bank. This way, you incur a debt rather than inflation. But then, you know, you get the interest payments, and you get this and that, and at the end of the day, you can't uphold, you can't, you know, just print money or make money like that. Just doesn't work. And then, poof. So they are seeing that possibility, and some are saying, you know, it's coming, just now coming, and some they say, I don't know, your conspiracy theories, whatever, everything is fine, look at us, fine dresses, fine homes. So we can tell some a story like that with also with visuals there from mixing from that old film and new, you know, YouTube clips, which there are abundant now, mass of from the present USA. And our message is just, you know, we got to get real. And more people there are getting real about it. And I think this is can go viral, you know, just as illusions and madness and falsity can go viral, truth can go viral, reality can go viral, and that's ultimately what happens. So the sooner we wake up, the better we can protect ourselves and handle it. But, you know, it's a big Titanic over there. And we here in Europe stand here looking and being bound to that huge ship and thinking, oh, we're going to go down with it. While those in the East there, they have cut their ties, saying, you know, it's going to go down, and they want to drag us with it or actually stay afloat by pushing us down. So, sorry, but bye-bye. And that's the situation of the world. And of course, the usual thing, no, we are the greatest, we are as great as we ever were, and it's his fault over there and her fault. You know, these, look, the bad guy, the evil one, the Hitler. You know, and that's what they've been doing. There was Hussein, there was Bin Laden, there was, you know, what's his name, Assad. There's one after another. They just need that, and the Taliban's, and the Iranians, and it's always the others that are bad. And the whole world should help us to fight those who are bad and be with us to establish and uphold, continue maintaining this glorious civilization of the free and the brave and the great, who will save all of us, all of you. Look, and I see the movie that I had to go. No, don't look at that. That's, you know, propaganda from the bad guys. So we can in this way show how that's actually a good thing in general, to clip between such a sweet, nice mainstream version authorized by all the, you know, this and that institution, and the what they call false, you know, facts or whatever. And then we show pictures of the real thing. That's actually good.